would you ever contemplate lighting a cigarette in the car if your children were with you in the vehicle? Tomorrow sees a ban coming into force in England and Wales. It'll stop and will ban smoking in cars whenever children are on board. The charity Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke has called on the Northern Ireland Assembly to bring in a similar ban here as well. So would you welcome it, or would it be a case of the government interfering in people's lives? 0303 80 55 55. I'm joined by Neil Johnston from Chest, Heart and Stroke, and the MP for North Antrim, Ian Paisley. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Ian Paisley, good idea this, you feel?
Well, you know, actually, in principle, I don't object, because I think it's absolutely abhorrent that you smoke anywhere in front of a child, you know, whether it's in your house or on the street in front of them or in the actual car. So on that basis, you know, I'm probably on the same page as Neil on that. Where I would differ is that I don't think we actually need legislation to do this, because there already is in place legislation. For example, you shouldn't eat an apple when driving a car because it's dangerous, because you need both hands on the steering wheel. So therefore, smoking in front and whilst driving can be enforced against if the police are able to. The issue is, can other people then smoke in a car? And do we really need legislation for that? Because I think it's the sledgehammer to crack the nut. We actually require people to be educated about these matters, and for children to be empowered, they speak out and say, don't smoke in front of me. And you can do that. There's very good education programs in Germany and Belgium where that has happened, where children are empowered to say, you shouldn't smoke in front of me. And that's better, in my view, educating people away from it than actually just having a piece of legislation and thinking we're covered, because it's going to be really, really difficult to enforce. And by and large, I think it wouldn't be enforced.
It's one of those subjects you really want to hear from listeners this morning.
I agree with the charity that's on today, with Chest, Heart and Stroke, that you know, we must educate people away from smoking in front of children. Yeah. That's absolutely key. Do we need a piece of law to do it? I honestly think it would probably be ineffective.
You'd love to hear from people who maybe have deliberately, they make a conscious effort not to smoke in front of their children, or have deliberately made an effort where they won't smoke, particularly in the car, how they would feel
and
about this.
Many people do that.
Well, that's the point. It would be interesting to hear this morning from people, or maybe they reach a point where they don't even know that they're doing it. You know, 0303 80 55 55. Neil Johnston is from Chest, Heart and Stroke. I mean, to coin that phrase that's often used, Neil, Ian Paisley is saying this morning, you know, educate, no need to legislate.
No, absolutely, and some regards I have every sympathy with what Ian's saying there. But I think the issue here is, you know, we all understand, actually, the vast majority of smokers would not smoke in a car with children. However, there is a minority who would. And yes, the best thing in many ways is to educate children. And obviously, Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke do a lot of work getting out into primary schools, warning people about the dangers of smoking and all the downsides to your health. And obviously, but there will be children. I mean, Ian is saying there, obviously, it'd be great if children were empowered to speak out. But there will be children who aren't empowered, who don't feel that they can speak out. And those are the people who this legislation is aimed to protect. And, you know, we're not saying this is one huge measure that's going to affect smoking across the, you know, smoking is an issue that needs to be tackled across the board, and education is the primary way of doing that. But, you know, it's been outlawed in England and in Wales, Scotland is following suit, and the Republic is following suit. So, in fact, Northern Ireland is going to be sort of out on its own, the only place where it would still be legal to do it. But Ian's right as well that, you know, this isn't something that, you know, the police are going to be devoting huge resources to. They've already said that in England and Wales. This is really about setting a legislative framework that you know, that society disapproves of this. And I say, you know, it's a moot point, really, of whether you need legislation or whether we just need to enforce it through societal impact. We come down on the side that says, pass the legislation so that people know that Northern Ireland, as a society, so strongly disapproves of people smoking in cars.
Do we really need law to do that, then? You mean that this requires legislative time? And it requires us putting something in law which just says, you know, we're good people, this is what we believe. I think you're absolutely right. Common sense teaches you that you shouldn't do this. And if those people who need to just be re-educated about their attitudes to others, especially their attitudes in front of children, and children, as I've said, encouraged through primary school programmes and others to be empowered to speak up for themselves. And actually, children nowadays are very good at doing that. I think that's a far better way, and that's where we should put the resource, and we should teach people instead of having another piece of law which essentially will be ineffective.
Jan's been in touch about this one. Morning, Jan. You're in Ballygown this morning.
Yes. I think Ian Paisley's right there, what he says. For I think that, you know, it's an awful thing when you go and see somebody getting into a car, lighting a cigarette up and getting into the car and sitting there smoking around the children. It's disgraceful.
It is.
And not only that, but when they get out, the children's clothes are stinking with smoke, and the person who's smoking is just the same. And it's bad anyway, because a child who has a bad chest and the parent doesn't care, they just get in there and smoke away around it.
But would you introduce legislation, Jan, to make it illegal, or would you go down the route that Ian Paisley's saying and say, well, you should invest that time and money into educating people as to why they shouldn't do it?
Well, I would go down the same road as Ian Paisley, because I think that people should have a bit of common sense not to do it for their children, are, and not to do it anyway. It's the most horrible thing I hate smoking, and I hate anybody smoking near me. So I do.
Jan, thanks for your call this morning. Jerry's in Derry this morning. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Joe.
What do you think of this?
Well, I wouldn't be very often I would agree with Ian Paisley, but I'm 100% behind him. We don't need legislation. I'm a smoker. I enjoy smoking, but I wouldn't dream about smoking in front of children. And anybody does is totally irresponsible.
The problem is that there maybe are irresponsible people around who maybe would, Jerry.
Well, then, do you not think our legislators up in Stormont have more important things than getting the police service, who have more important things to do than have a look to see if somebody's smoking in a car with children? If they are, then the parents... And not, no, you might have one of the parents a smoker and the other a non-smoker. Get the non-smoker, they insist that the smoker, hey, you don't do that in front of children.
Mm.
I mean, you'll get people when they're pregnant who are smokers who won't smoke during their pregnancy. They don't drink during their pregnancy because people are responsible. It's
Jerry,
about education. It's about killing people.
Jerry, there also is the thing that, say, for example, a policeman were to stop a car because he saw someone smoking in it and he thought that the person beside them was under 18, and it turned out that person wasn't, that they were actually 18. So you're going to have a lot of resources put into this, stopping cars and all the rest of it, speaking to people, and then realising, well, actually, they're not actually children in the car. But you have to enforce this right up to the age of 18. And then there's people who are 16 and look considerably older, and they may get through the actual net. So I think... far better, let's educate people and educate people away from them.
Well, the other issue for you, Neil Johnson, is Neil Johnson from Chest, Heart and Stroke, the other problem for you is that you're running out of time. You feel you've got about 2 weeks to get this through.
Well, yes, my understanding is that basically we were hoping there's a bill due to come before the Assembly, which is actually to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to under 18s, and we were hoping as a charity to work with MLAs to bring in an amendment to that bill to ban smoking cars and bring us into line with the rest of the UK and Ireland. But unfortunately, with Stormont and Limbo, the danger is that the bill won't get introduced in time. Obviously, a bill takes several months to pass through the Assembly, and therefore the danger is that this bill won't pass before the election. So therefore, whereas you have it coming into force in England and Wales, you know, so people travel to England and Wales tomorrow, then there'll be a ban on smoking in cars. And we won't have that in Northern Ireland, and it could be, and it might be well into sort of 2017 that we could, you know, reintroduce legislation perhaps in the next Assembly. But I would like to stress the point that, as your other callers have made, that, you know, the vast bulk of smokers do not smoke in the car. But what we are trying to protect with this legislation is to protect the children from those. Basically, that message hasn't got through to. I mean, Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke are out day and daily speaking in schools to get the health messages over, including those about smoking. And yet, you know, there is a small minority who unfortunately are continuing to smoke in cars. And, you know, for the sake of the children, this is to send out a strong message. I understand Ian's points about enforcement and all the rest of it and the difficulties about that. But actually, when you think about it, in pubs and clubs now, the amount of resources that have to be devoted to enforcement is relatively low because the message has got out there that this is unacceptable. And this is just another measure just to say, as a society in Northern Ireland, that we, as a society in Northern Ireland, disapprove of people smoking in cars and just to send that message out there loud and clear that people shouldn't do it. And I say the vast majority of smokers do not smoke in cars when children are present, but we do need to send that message out loud and clear and make sure that it's heard.
If this ever reached the floor of the Assembly, Ian Paisley, I mean, you voted against it at Westminster, would you advise your colleagues in MLAs to vote against it?
I would take that view, largely because I don't think we should expand time spend time on that. The other thing too, with regards, and Neil's touched on it, this issue of electronic cigarettes, there's actually an awful lot of evidence which shows that is, I'm not going to use the word health product, but it actually weans people off cigarettes. And I think we need to do an awful lot more research before we go down the road of just categorically saying these products need to be stopped. There actually is a great deal of effort being done to try and prevent people smoking.
We'll keep that one for another day if we can, because we'll have something else I need to get on to. But thank you both very much, Neil Johnson and Ian Paisley Jr.